following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
I tell you, we love local. Love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. That's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN or shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But today, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and can't wait to do another show here.
Great to have them on board again with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We got to keep Psycho Andy out here, though. I think he moved some of the papers in the wrong place.
Yeah, Andy, know your place.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
I guess promote whatever you want to promote, huh? Right? Huh? Oh, are we on?
Promote Jerry Crick coming back to college.
Duh. We worked around that. I got his third cell phone number after he called me and said, hey, we got to talk about this. Don't let Daddy know. Doug and Daddy Show live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson. Just want to say thanks for listening on this Wednesday, and it's going to be a selfish Wednesday. I just have a feeling it's going to be a selfish Wednesday. We wanted Jared Crick to come back. That's selfish. I know my friends. I know our friends. Our friends. Friends of the program. We've been told this many times. Dave Marachik has told this before he moved on. Bob Jensen has told this before on the program. We got to get Bob on. Maybe we should just call Bob out of the blue. He got on Facebook and Twitter this week. That is huge, yes.
Bob?
Yeah. Look out. Check out one of his recent columns on Huskerland Preps. Maybe just call him out.
Call him. Just call him.
Well, not right now.
Yeah,
not
right now.
The
Let's
second,
do it.
Call Bob. All right, call Bob. Because maybe he'll be in on this coup. Also coming up, our Loper Link, it's Wednesday. Russ Neinmeyer, the girls' basketball coach at Sandy Creek.
You know what? I'm excited to talk to Russ.
Right, number one.
Because 9 for 9, Meyer, I think that's got a sweet sounding to it. And plus, he's one of those coaches that has truly developed the no-suck culture.
And 10 for 9, Meyer.
What's that?
What about 10 for 9, Meyer?
It's got a nice ring to it, too. I'm sure Russ thinks that's a better ring than 9 for 9, Meyer.
Again, we call this selfish because my good friends at Minden, last night, it's the weather. I get it. I understand it. This is totally selfish, all right, from my standpoint and from Central Nebraska's fan standpoint.
All the rated T.
Daddy, no, what if Duke, North Carolina was not – was snowed out? What if Tobacco Road had a huge cigar truck accident and there was nowhere to play this basketball game? We just can't find a spot. Minden, Ravenna. I don't care if it's wild card points. I don't care if you're playing three games in three nights. Let's play these games. You've got some of the best programs. And this is the first time I've ever said anything like this, I believe, on this show. And again, totally selfish. I have been told by my fine friends that this will not be rescheduled and it will be canceled. Now, they are very busy, and it always is this time of the year. Well, the major problem is that the conference tournaments don't fall on the same week. So basically, the Southwest Conference tournament is the week of the 24th. That throws all those days out for Minden. And the Lou Platt Conference is the next week, and that throws out all those dates for Ravenna. That's the bad deal. And then you got Ravenna. You got them. Then you got 1 week left for the girls. There's just not a lot of time. But there is Thursday night, the 20th, and Saturday night, the 22nd, which I know would mean a lot of games in a short amount of time. But they were scheduled to play three games this week anyway. You know what? You're going to pack the stands at Minden. The band's going to come out. They're going to play Ring of Fire. You're going to see two top 10 girls teams. You're going to see an unbeaten Minden team. You're going to see two top 10 boys teams that always give their all, that always play great basketball. Minden is ranked third in C1. Ravenna's ranked second in C2. This is why you play high school athletics. With some disrespect to other schools on the schedule, if you've got to just call up, and I'm not going to point out anybody, you look at that and you go, oh, here's another non-conference game, and they're 2-10. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. I love you. We'll do you a favor.
We're not going to beat you by 50.
We'll move volleyball to your spot next year. Can we move your game? Can we postpone your game? Can we cancel your game? We would really love to play this basketball game. I am offering my services to work free of charge, which is kind of like this job.
Real similar.
To helping get the two sides together to play this basketball doubleheader. Now, this may not seem like a big deal to folks outside of these conferences, but I think it is. I want to see the matchup. And since they're C1 and C2, we won't see the matchup in the postseason. And then since they're in different conferences, this is totally
the only time it's going to happen.
It's a unique situation. Let's work on this. Carl, Paul, call me. Get together, and I mean Carl Ashman, Paul Anderson, the great athletic directors of those two schools, coaches, we'll do whatever. You want to play it at UNK, we'll do it. Rich Broderson, smiling faces in the Kearney Hub yesterday, he's always willing to help. We'll find a place. You want to play it at the Devaney Center, we'll do it. You want to play it at the Heartland Event Center, we'll do it. You want to play it at the Viero Event Center, we'll do it. We'll make it happen. You want to play it at Minden like originally scheduled, which would be the best anyway, we'll do it.
You know who else wants to see this game played? The good Lord above. I think Wednesdays are fair game for this game to be played.
Bo Pelini wants to see this game played. Jared Crick wants to see this game played.
Yes, he does.
Doc Sadler and Connie Yori want to see this game played. Lance Creech wants to see this game played.
Everybody wants to see
Bob Jensen wants to see this game played. He has already Twittered it, and out of nowhere, digging out of 3.5 inches of snow in the worldwide headquarters at Central City, or maybe he's in Elm Creek today or at Overton. Who knows where Bob is? Bob, Happy New Year, my friend.
Yeah, boys, Happy New Year indeed. That's kind of interesting. You ever see, what was that thing, Peter Finch lost his mind? Was that Network? That sounded a little bit like Peter Finch right there. I like that.
Robert,
I agree. I'd love to see those games played, just for whatever that's worth. Maybe they could stream it on Facebook. I don't know.
Well, there's more and more ways to listen and watch and cover games anymore. I know that. How are you, sir? How are you?
Good. I'm kind of like everybody else that does what we do, kind of treading water just a little bit. But I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm going to head to the southeast corner of our fair state and watch the Beatrice South Sioux City boy-girl doubleheader, which would rival what you boys were talking about there with Ravenna and Minden. And then, I don't know, every other year this happens. You know, South Sioux goes to Beatrice, they play this doubleheader, and then it's a four-pack, because then that evening the boys and girls finals of the Mudecas tournament, the small school conference down that part of the world, is also played in Beatrice at that beautiful old auditorium. And so that's going to kind of keep me occupied here for the next little bit.
Robert,
and listening to you, Duda, do the game. I mean,
Robert, we're in the second week in January. Of the games you've saw to this point, give me a male and female basketball player that's the best you've saw this year.
Ooh, okay. Well, I tell you what, somebody that I like to watch play a whole lot. And I don't even know. It isn't that she's a great basketball player, but she's got such presence and such strength and such there's just an assurity when you watch Carrie Ann Shaw play basketball. I don't know that she's the most skilled player, but I'm telling you what, that girl is big and strong and tenacious, and the rest of that Sandy Creek team takes their lead from her. And like I wrote back before Christmas, kind of fluky deal. In a span of about 10 days, I saw, you know, four of the best teams in C1, and girls' teams. And, you know, of all those players, and there were several in all four of those games that I really enjoyed watching, including, you know, Bauer and the Twins down there at Minden, and, you know, Boone Central, Centura, you know, with the Aiken girl. But Carrie Shaw, I'd start a team with Carrie Shaw and let you go ahead and pick next. And I'd feel like I'd come out on that. And as far as the boys, you know, I did go to Omaha and watch the Metro tournament. And I don't know if this qualifies as a best player. I don't know if I'll be honest. I don't know if I can pick out a single player. But there's something special about going to the Metro final, playing it there at SAP. At the SAP Fieldhouse at UNO, it was prep, which always brings the fans out, and Omaha Brian, and that was a really fun game to watch. Brian's immensely talented. They've got three kids that could very easily wind up being Division I players. Now they have been beaten a couple times, which is maybe not real great, but I like Brian, and there's a kid by the name of D.K. Augustine. And the reason he goes by D.K. is nobody can pronounce his first name. But D.K. Augustine is a big, strong dude, and there's talk that both Kansas and Kansas State are, you know, they're considering him. I'm not going to say that he's going to be a scholarship player or anything like that, but he's that good where he could be in the conversation.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I didn't know that when you went into Omaha. I just thought it was a big coffee pot. I didn't know that SAP also had a basketball court there.
You know,
I did not know that.
They have branched out. the SAPs, they don't own quite as much as what's his name, the developer, but they do fine. SAPs.
Robert, we've had our good friend Stu Pospisil on the show, and we get to bump into Riley Jane every once in a while. Now, Omaha does put the all-class top 10 together. Would you say that South Sioux is the best team? I mean, I've seen they've been tested. I've seen they've been beat, and I think you can pick. You know, Stu said maybe it's Omaha, Brian. Maybe there's three or four teams that on any given night obviously can win this. But when I hear South Sioux, I hear Big Kid, I hear Gessel. How good are they?
They're really good. They're really good, and it's more than just, you know, the two of them and that Austin Groth, who's, you know, still just a junior. They can really light it up. I don't know. Like I said, I saw Prep and I saw Brian. Now those are the only the top Class A teams that I've seen. Just going back in my mind's eye and remembering what South Sioux looked like in last year's state tournament, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I take that back. I saw Norfolk at the Greater Nebraska tournament. And, you know, Norfolk's really good, and they've got a money player of their own in that Jalen Bradley. But, you know, South Sioux just annihilated them the other night. And I talked with Coach Comstock, Terry Comstock, actually earlier this morning, because I'm going to interview Mike Giselle this afternoon, and it's going to be on our website later. But he was just saying that, you know, they've been scoring plenty of points, but they decided to take a night to not play very well. on defense against a team that was really good, and they got beat. And, you know, they're from Iowa, and so there's always that sense of mystery, how good or what is MOC Floyd in the first place, okay? But apparently they're really good. And they beat South Sioux, but then South Sioux turned around and beat Sioux City Helan really bad the other night. And Giselle scored 25 points, I think, in the second half or something like that. So, so long story short, I don't have a problem with that. I think that would be great sport to see South Sioux play Central or Benson or Bryan, you know, one of those teams.
Yeah, we had Word of Life come up and play in the Holdridge tournament. So, now, Robert, one of the reasons we got you on, not only to discuss making up a million games when the weather's bad, but is the only way you could talk to your kids getting, you know, caught up on Twitter and Facebook? What's going on here?
This is a somewhat freaky set of circumstances, Douglas. I don't know how else to describe it. I'm not sure what came over me. But I got one of those emails. I'm sure there are many people that are listening that are all kinds of hooked up on Facebook. Okay, well, I don't know, man. It's not my deal, but I got one of those little things that says somebody want to be my friend. Given my social situation, I immediately approved. Okay? Well, then come to find out, I thought, well, all right, I'm on here now. Okay, my daughter set the thing up. She said, Dad, you need a Facebook. I don't know why any dad would need a Facebook, but I got one. So I'm on there. I thought, well, I'm curious. I wonder what's out there. And so, indeed, I may have searched out a couple of people just to see if they had jumped into the 21st century social media extravaganza and found out they did. So with a couple requests, a couple of approvals, a couple denials, here we are. And so
one other thing, Robert, with this foot and a half of snow that we've had, and I don't know how close we are to the anniversary, you are being very careful how you walk in this right now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want your melon getting any more beat up than it already is, my friend.
No. That was a dark chapter. Well, it was. It was dark. I was knocked unconscious practically. But it's funny. The convenience store that I go to, the girls, every time there's any sort of moisture, including rain, they say, Bob, be careful, don't fall. You know, and I'll be honest, that kind of thing I didn't think I was going to get a lot of until, say, early 70s. But as it is, one time you go down, and, it's all over.
Well, they were playing a lot of Clubber Lang on Mike and Mike this morning. It reminds me of the Bob Jensen situation. What do you predict for Bob when he falls down, Clubber? Pain.
There was immense pain. There was immense pain. But that's in the past. Bob, so I'm not here to talk about the past. Me and Mark McGuire. So.
Bob, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Happy New Year, and we can't wait to talk to you soon and see you around the countryside again.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. It's always fun to listen, so keep up the good work, and I know we'll bump in you guys somewhere soon.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
You know it.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Check it out on the World Wide Web. You go to huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. All right?
Always great stuff.
It's there for you, and got some stories up. It goes everywhere. Right now, Scotts Bluff. Later today, as he said, South Sioux City. So Scotts Bluff to South Sioux City. He's got local articles for our listening area. He's taking care of the Beacon. He's taking care of the Nonpareil there in Central City. Still not sure what that means exactly. But, Bob Jensen is there for you. Coming up on the show, second half, Russ Neinmeyer, more basketball talk. Daddy's got news he wants to talk about. We want to talk about Jared Crick. We want to talk about Les Miles. We want to talk about Brady Hoke. Strange. 3 hours later. Hey, Brady. Hey, Tony Sperano. Hey, Sperano. Yeah, he didn't want the job. You want back? Okay. Hey, Mr. Hoke. Yeah, Les said no. What are you doing? You want to be in? Okay. All right. Awesome.
Bargain rate.
You know what I want to do? Like on this Wednesday, wacky, selfish day, I want to give away our first set of tickets, a family four-pack. We always have great response, and we'll be talking with some of the folks and the organizers and the setup next Monday on the show, maybe more than once next week. I think we've got another special guest that we're working on. But the annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo for the future now here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth will be referred to as the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, but also RV and Boats. So I'm just making that now. VIP passes. VIP passes. These are like $8 a person and include parking. This comes up January 21st through the 23rd, and it's going on in the MAC Center in Council Bluffs, Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. Caller number 4 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're going to give you a family four-pack of four. That can be a family. It can be four of your buddies. It can be you and three guys you meet once you get down there. We don't care.
Week from this weekend.
It is a week from this weekend. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 21st through 23rd. Caller 4 gets a pack of four, and we'll be back with more after this.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Gene Chizik's Auburn Tigers won the BCS. Along the way, Cam Newton won the Heisman. During the voting, he received a vote from Doug Duda, who, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, announced that ESPN Radio Superstation listener Terry Kohler had won the BCS Bowl Pick'em Contest and a laptop from Premier Rental Purchase. That's only 4 degrees of separation from actually receiving the Crystal Football itself. Take that, Kevin Bacon, and that, Terry, is your 15 minutes of fame. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crews from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First, it's a battle of AFC North rivals when the Baltimore Ravens head to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Then, Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons host Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The NFL playoffs are right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect early on through the day today. Otherwise, we're just looking at sunny skies to develop with a high of around 10, with variable winds 5 to 10. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight with a low near zero. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 2 below.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That means Wise Guy Wednesday, Douglas, at Godfather's Pizza. They're located in the Archway Plaza right next to Eileen's Cookies. Or call them. Maybe you don't want to get outside. They've got delivery. They've got carryout. 234-9444. Great specials day and night, including that great lunch buffet we tell you about. $6.50. That includes salad bar. You give them $7, they're going to give you 50 cents back to play the crane game and get the stuffed animal of your dreams. Come down and join the family.
Can I tell the story? The last chance we got when we went up there last week to enjoy the great buffet, and there was a group of us. Two things. First, I have to apologize for spilling my plate that had pizza on it. You got to be careful, folks, when there's the pizza, and then you slide over to the great salad bar. But the tray, if you don't, you know, there's not as much room when you move from the one buffet to the next buffet. You got to be careful.
So if you just slide the tray down, it falls on the floor.
Well, there's room if your pizza plate is on the front of the tray, like towards the middle. But it was on the back of the tray, and so it then had too much weight, and the balance then tipped it over on myself, of which I then thought about picking up and still eating some of it because it was very quick. But I didn't. And I apologize for that. But you were not able to go with us because you were out working. You didn't even have lunch. You were out of here. And Mo comes up and just dominates the crane game. 3 of 4. 3 of 4. Picked up the purple elephant and dropped it down. Purple elephant, no.
You swear on this.
I'm not going to swear on nothing. I don't swear on Godfather's Pizza. I swear it's good, brother. I swear it's good. I swear it's good. All I know is I have seen so many people. You hit it like the first time ever. You grabbed the bunny. You gave it to your nephew, which was great. And you have been dominated ever since. And now I think it's mental. I think it's in your head.
It ain't mental.
So, folks, enjoy the pizza. They deliver for you as well. 234-9444. Pickup or delivery. The Godfather's Pizza phone line, 234-9444. And the lunch buffet from 11 to 2. Plus, what is today again, Merritt? Wise Guy Wednesday, dollar off your calzone. See, I answered it before you could even say anything. That was the best part.
Dollar off.
Did you get confused last night? For the first time, there was no football to watch.
No, because I had plenty of TV with two new episodes of NCIS and NCIS Los Angeles, and we got the bad guys again last night. Phew. Thank God for Mark Harmon. Such a great job on that show. Had a dead Marine, as is usually the case.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't watch the show, but since Wheel of Fortune just got over and I didn't get it changed quick enough, they were getting drunk on a boat, right? And then she's chasing somebody with a gun?
Yes.
I don't even know who she was.
She found
it. She's kind of pretty.
She's with the Coast Guard, that lady that you're talking about.
Yeah, drinking with a gun. That's a good.
Well, she was on a blind date, and she had to have a couple shots to deal with the idiot she was with.
Yeah, he looked like an idiot.
Yeah. Then had a rich Marine kid that actually was going to convert this family business into a charitable organization, so actually the family's the one to put him down.
All right, so anyway, there was no football on, but there was basketball. Still not into college basketball.
Michigan
even
State,
when they
Wisconsin.
Throw me an overtime or two.
It's a tough transition period. You can do the high school thing pretty easily, but as far as sitting there and watching, okay, we've got a doubleheader here and watching both games, no, I haven't been able to do that yet.
888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Whew, the Husker women looked like they were in good shape last night, and then yikes, the Metrodome roof fell in on them.
Yeah.
They were up 9-0 out of the gate. Matt Coatney going crazy. Up 9-0.
Love Matt Coatney.
17th-ranked Iowa State. 26-21 at the half. Huskers still up, but really slowed down there. And then it got slower. Nebraska scored 34 points after the 7-minute mark? 34 total points. They shot 26% in the second half. Iowa State shot
17 in the second half. Is that correct? Yeah, 7.
25% in the second half. 26% in the second half.
They were 0
of 12. They're 0 of 12 from three-point land and got outscored 43-17, got beat 64-43. They will host Kansas on Sunday, and Mortice Ivy will officially have her jersey retired in a pregame ceremony at that time. I just don't know if she's actually been there and they've actually had the ceremony. It's done.
I was going to say, I thought that was done long ago.
Yeah, but there will be a special ceremony for the official jersey retirement of Mortice Ivy. The men play tonight at Missouri. What do you think, Tone? I mentioned it last week when we had Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network on. He says they're starting to get people to pay attention again. And every time they do, you get that feeling in your gut when you get, you know, nailed in the wrong spot. I for some reason, and they should have no chance of winning this game tonight, for some reason, I think they got a chance because they go to Kansas and get killed Saturday. Kansas, Iowa State tonight, Nebraska tomorrow. Way to jam those toughies together, Big 12 like usual.
I got to think that Missouri, they're two totally different basketball styles. You know, Missouri's a team that gets up and down. I think they average about 85 points a game. You know, Nebraska's a team that plays defense and tries to hold you down about 54 points a game. So very contrasting styles. You know, yeah, there really should be, you know, 10-point underdog in Columbia tonight. I do think it's interesting, though. You know, you pick up the Omaha World Herald, and they got the starters listed. It is pretty neat. You go back to those fans when Drake went to...
People owe me money, by the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
So I want you people to step up and pay your debt.
We're never going to... Everybody wants to see
the court. I don't have a debt or two to pay myself. I get bills. I'm just saying.
But you know those people that... God forbid they'd cheer for a local kid to have some success. They'd just rather rip him apart. Yeah, you know those people out there. Oh, my God. Hey, he'll probably see 3 minutes of action in the big game.
He couldn't play Class A basketball.
He'd have a hard time starting for Bellevue West if he'd have had to face that Bellevue West schedule his whole senior year.
Yeah, Darcy Strzok, you're the leading scorer in the history of Nebraska. You think you could have played for Class A team?
Well, I played every summer with Class A players, and I pretty much led the team in scoring there, too, so...
Well, he's listed as a starter tonight.
Still the dumbest question in my history of covering sports.
What's that?
When Strzoki and her basketball team won state, not only did she break the girls' record, she passed Bill Holiday and was the all-time leading scorer. And one of the Omaha chops. You think you could have played in Class A?
Yeah, you pick up the World Herald, they got the five starters listed, and you got Diaz, you got Tony McCray, you got Caleb Walker, and Drake Bronick. He's starting for the Huskers, so that's just an awesome story. He goes down there, plays basically 2 years for one to get on the floor. Well, he's getting on the floor and making the most out of it, and hopefully, you know what, they can hit some big shots and get this team going early. Who knows? I think Missouri wants to remove all doubt early on. 14-2 versus 13-2 Nebraska tonight. Should be interesting.
Well, I may have to change my mind. What's the spread tonight?
10.
Opened at 8. Suggested 8.5. It's now 11.5. Oops.
That's good.
Missouri's favored, by the way, just in case you didn't know.
Well, that's good. Money's going on the Tigers, so...
As long as you're happy. Merritt, did we have a winner? Yeah, I know we had a winner. Who is the winner of our River City Hunting and Fishing tickets?
Matt from Kearney.
Matt, good job. Way to dial a phone. Attaboy, Matt. Coming up, Russ Neinmeier going to talk a little basketball with us, but Jared Crick making the decision, and Jared will join us on the show tomorrow along with Charles Davis of the NFL Network to talk about the playoffs this weekend. Jared Crick about his decision to stay. Last time we had Jared on the show was before they went to San Diego for the Holiday Bowl, and we did ask him a little bit about what the process was and what was going to be going on, and here's what Jared had to say at that time.
You find out a little more, and that's just because of all the, you know, the perspectives that you hear from. You can hear from, you know, scouts, you hear from, you know, experts. But, you know, at the end of the day, nobody really knows because it's the team who gets the pick who really dictates who goes when and where. So you can be projected a first rounder and go fifth round. And it just works that way. So you never really know where you go until you get picked. So that's kind of the thing of it, is the insecurity and, you know, not knowing where you're going to go, even though if you're projected pretty high. So it's no matter who you hear it from, it's not final until, you know, you get picked by the team. So it's really a long process, but it's all for nothing because, you know, teams pick you from your play on the field and not much else. So at the end of the day, when your name's called on draft day, that's when you know for sure, you know, where you're going. So everything else is just kind of pointless.
See, Jared's a smart kid. Even he knows you don't know where you're going until they pick you.
Well, but all he's saying is those draft advisory board can give their recommendation, and until your name's called, they might be way off. And
yeah, we don't need a DT. We don't need a defensive tackle.
I'm thinking, you know, I know what he heard. He heard he was a late first-round selection.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, according to most people, you know, other than Todd McShay, who had him 98th, which put him in the end of the third round. So, I mean, there's varying opinions, but I think the draft advisory board's got enough scouts, enough knowledge to know if he falls any further than that, somebody's going to swoop up early second round and grab him.
Yeah, I think second round is where I was thinking the whole time. And now you just have to come back and get better and show your worth in the Big Ten Conference where changes are abound and maybe everything will settle down here for a little while. What do you think?
Well, obviously.
Think things are settling down in Lincoln?
No, I think things are probably just heating up, to be honest with you, as far as making staff moves and that. But, I mean, it's pretty apparent that with all the changes in college football with Michigan and LSU and your name being bantered around out there, and, you know, if somebody's going to offer you $1.7 million more, are you going to take that job? I would think that if that was the case, Bo Pelini would have moved to LSU. I don't think Bo Pelini knew what was happening in this whole process. I think he probably had enough people calling him with his name being out there that he had to wait and see instead of making changes on the staff as far as getting a linebacker coach in here and as far as making changes on the offensive side of the ball. I think those are coming shortly. I think there's got to be coming shortly now that he's staying put and everybody's happy across the board in college football, it looks like right now.
Daddy, they bring you the best entertainment at Cunningham's Journal. You go in, you watch your football, you watch your basketball. They bring it all together. Sports fans, they're there for you. After work, Cunningham's Journal is the place to be. Lunchtime, why not? You know, whatever. Depends what it is. You know, before work, I don't know about that.
It's kind of probably crazy. Not that great of an idea.
Kind of depends what shift you work. Probably kind of depends on your job. No better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams than on one of their 20 HD screens, including their huge 10-foot projection screen. You can enjoy happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the Big Ass Beer Special for only $2.50, along with all wells for $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available. Always guaranteed the coldest draft beer in Kearney and live music over the weekend. This weekend, rolling in from Omaha, playing new rock and classic hits this Friday and Saturday, down to here. The following weekend, Heyday! It's a new band rolling in from Colorado with a great mixture of pop rock originals. And the final weekend of the month, The Innocents, playing your favorites from the 80s to today. There's going to be great music the next three weekends and all the time going on at Cunningham's Journal. Enjoy the NFL playoffs. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the basketball. Enjoy the atmosphere. They're crazy down there.
Coldest beer in town, too.
Back with Russ Neinmeyer to talk a little high school hoops. Love to hear from you as well after this.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope. Boat.
Play Catch a Boat, the online fishing game where one lucky person will win a brand new Stratus fishing boat, motor, and trailer, all provided by North American Fishing Club. Every day you play is another chance to win the boat or one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 1-10-11. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
You're looking at a $26 ink cartridge at Office Depot and wondering if another store has it at a better price. When you remember that Office Depot gives rewards, $2 back for each recycled cartridge, plus 10% back on the new one, you buy it at Office Depot, turning a near moment of insanity into a moment of brilliance. Now at Office Depot, get 20% back in rewards when you purchase $50 of HP ink or two of the same HP toners. Expires 1/22. Rewards carry over in a calendar year and are issued when you earn $10. Visit myworklifereward.com for details.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect early on through the day today. Otherwise, we're just looking at sunny skies to develop with a high of around 10, with variable winds 5 to 10. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight with a low near zero. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 2 below.
For it to be on the air. You do so well for so long. Say something like that. Tri-City Storm Hockey going on tonight. They're at Sioux Falls here on Classic Hits 98.9. Our pregame at 6:45, first pitch at 7:05. Kind of made me want to be Ted Williams there. A story this morning. This poor, again, I want to say bad words. This poor guy. You knew, I mean, they're already doing the story. Too much fame too soon? Is he having problems? Dun, 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 dun. I didn't get to see the actual story. I just saw the headlines on it.
Not good.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah. It's just...
When it starts that way,
the
it's never...
Media, this is just a person the media is trying to create. And that's tough. That's tough. He's your guy that lived on the street with the cool voice, and now everybody wants to have a job, and then he meets his mother for the first time in 20 years, and then he gets a job, and then they clean him up, and then he's off the streets, and then he might have some money. Probably like Tom Hanks, can't sleep in his bed. Wilson!
Trading places.
Not trading places.
I was just going in a different direction, trading places and buying some orange juice.
What? What? Live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, for crying out loud. I don't even know what you meant. Has one franchise fallen so far so fast? Sorry, Cleveland. Oh, my goodness. The Lakers 112, the Cavaliers 57, the final last night. They have 8 wins. They have 1 win since November the 27th. We don't talk NBA basketball on this show very much, but there you go.
Yeah, that's an implosion of a team. You lose the face of the franchise, and not only on his way out the door, do you not pat him on the back and thank him for what he did for the city last 3-4 years. You say some bad things about him, and kind of comes full circle. And
yeah. That's why people Twitter, apparently. We talk basketball on this program. We talk wrestling, and the updated Class A and D wrestling's rankings are out. No major changes in Class A. Grand Island number 1, Kearney number 3. Kearney has one top-ranked wrestler, Hunter Bamford, 103 pounds. The following kids are ranked number 1 from Grand Island: Tanner McLaren, Marcus Peterson, Blake Fruchtel, Carlos Rodriguez, Michael Bolden, not Bolton, Bolden, Billy Leach, and Coleman Westerby are all ranked number 1.
So you hear 1 and you hear 3 and you think, oh, maybe that's a pretty narrow. No, it's not really that narrow of a battle. Grand Island wins. I mean, this is like a Scott-like finish for Grand Island, isn't it, state tournament?
Yeah, it's... Whew. And at Class D, Howell's number 1, followed by Amherst, Plainview, SEM, and Pender. Cambridge is 6th in the rankings. Then Dorchester, Medicine Valley, Maxwell, and Windside. Number 1 wrestlers from the area: Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst, John Frericks of SEM, Bryce Dibburn of Amherst, and then the Cambridge boys, Gus Peterson and Michael Schaff.
That's weird. A Tobenheim from Cambridge, or from Amherst.
Okay, all right. Russ Neimeyer is going to join us in our next break. He was just getting out of class at Sandy Creek, so we'll talk to him in just a moment. Wednesdays are our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance.
Garrett Tires and Treads.
Their tire specialists have over 6 decades. That's right, we made that up because it's 5 decades and it's another year, so now they have over 6 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, go to GarrettAppliance.com. For UNK, the wrestlers head to the Lone Star Duels down in Grand Prairie, Texas this weekend. The Huskers also head there. That's obviously a huge deal at the Lone Star Duels. Also, the basketball team's making their longest trips of the season out to Western New Mexico and New Mexico Highlands, looking to get some wins. They only had 1 game last weekend, went out to Chadron State, picked up wins. Then they get to come back and be at home for a little while after this, and we'll be diving in, talking with the coaches about that as they get to come back home, and will have to be putting themselves in position to make the postseason RMAC tournament at that time, and a 4-game stretch where they'll need to do that. And the only thing that's home? Swimming. Aqualopers, they're at home Friday night and Saturday afternoon. So if you want to go out and support UNK Athletics, it's the Aqualopers at home, unless you just, want to drive out to New Mexico.
I'm not sure anybody does.
No. That's crazy. Also, let's see, Tony, when's the baseball banquet?
22nd, Saturday night, the 22nd.
And where? Do you have all that off the top of your head? I'm sorry. We don't have a...
I did not have... I've got it...
presser on that yet. We do know that the volleyball team holding its annual awards banquet at Kearney's Holiday Inn Sunday, January 23rd. $20 per person, $15 if you're an Attack Pack member. Tickets are available from UNK volleyball coaches and players or at the UNK Athletic Department. The event includes dinner, team awards, highlight video, and a whole lot more. Plus, you get to hear Rick Squire speak. By the way... always see Coach Squires out and about following his kids playing basketball.
He's got 12 of them.
Well, he's got that winter growth going. I'm not sure that I pegged it just right, but I called him Billy Joel. He's not old enough to be the Laker coach.
Phil Jackson.
Phil. I had Phil. Wow, that's sad. But he's not quite old enough to be Phil Jackson. So next time... you see him just calling the piano man. See what happens. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your Loper Link has been brought to you by Russ Smith at Shatterwest National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and by Garrett Tire, Tread and Appliance, GarrettAppliance.com.
Here's what a trick sounds like at the Winter X Games. Pretty boring, right? That's because Winter X Games weren't meant to be listened to on a radio. What is this, 1934? No, it's not. It's 2011, a year that sounds futuristic and awesome and is about to get even more awesome because Winter X Games 15 are coming out on television.
So watch them there.
Winter X Games 15 starts January 27th on ESPN. You haven't seen everything. Presented by America's Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it. In the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association brings you the 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show. Join them in the new Buffalo County Expo Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 14th through the 16th. Leading home builders, home improvement businesses, and decorators will be showing the latest trends in home building and home furnishings. Enter the nail driving contest. See the Stanley NASCAR. And register to win $500 in Builder Bucks. Admission is $3 per adult or two adults for $5. Children 12 and under get in for free. The 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show at the Buffalo County Expo Center, Friday, January 14th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, January 16th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Brought to you by West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperStation.com. Thursday night, the Hastings boys travel to Minden to take on the Whippets. Tip-off at 7:45 on 1230 KHAS. Then Friday on KHAS, Adams Central will host Northwest. And Friday night on ESPN 1550, Hastings High will host McCook. ESPN 1230 KHAS, The Breeze, and Classic Hits 98.9, your home for high school sports.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect early on through the day today. Otherwise, we're just looking at sunny skies to develop with a high of around 10, with variable winds 5 to 10. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight with a low near zero. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 2 below.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you on the program today, and our guests on the program always taken care of by our friends at Burger King, or as we like to say, BK. This new, modern, fast world, they'll get you your food fast, and it'll be delicious. in the home of Jared Crick, Cozad, Lexington, North Platte, two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema, with a huge indoor playground for the kids. Can you imagine Crick jumping in that ball pit, scaring kids the bejesus out of them?
He does all the time.
It'd be like you. Have you been banned from the ball pit?
No, I just haven't returned after I got kicked out 4 years ago, so I don't know if it's still... It's one of those suspensions. You don't know if it's ongoing.
Did you have food in your hand when you jumped in the ball pit?
No, I did not. I just go through drive-thru now.
The breakfast value meal, eight different items, including Seattle's best coffee, for only a dollar at BK. And right now, the original chicken sandwich or the new chicken club with bacon and tomato. You buy one, get one free. Do it for lunch today at BK. Oh, so good. I saved one the other day. I can't quite hammer both sandwiches down, so I saved one. You know, it was just as good once I warmed that puppy up. It's good. It's good. You know what also is good? Basketball at Sandy Creek High School. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show head coach of the top-ranked and defending state champion Sandy Creek girls program. They're 10-0, and they got a reprieve. Didn't have to play last night, so they're going to be jamming some games together. Russ Neinmeyer back here on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
How was class this morning?
Hey, something different. Finally got a couple classes in. Kids are bushy and ready to go, it looks like. So hopefully we'll be off and running this week.
Coach, is it just as well that you have games postponed when you maybe didn't get to practice the day before, or at this point in the season, does that matter? You like where you're at?
Well, I like where we're at, the way we're playing, but I like to get some preparation for the team that we were going to play since we didn't get any. So now we've backed it off, and now we're going to play Thursday night against Teschler instead.
Coach, are you worried that maybe you haven't been tested the way you'd like to be tested at this point in the season?
Well, no, not really. I think the main thing is that we have been just playing pretty well and going on, taking one game at a time. We know we've got the tough part of the schedule is coming, and we got to be prepared. But I think we've been positioning ourselves pretty well.
Russ Neinmeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sometimes even the good teams they've played, they've thumped a little
bit. That's what I'm saying.
And this basketball team is scoring points. They're averaging in the 70s per ball game. And Russ, my fan question would be, there was a period there where maybe the athletes just weren't what they were a decade ago or what you've got right now. Did you ever have to change your system or what you were trying to do, because Sandy Creek was one of the first girls teams to really slap that press on, and that usually allows you to get all the points on the board?
Well, we tried to do that anyhow, but we maybe not had as strong as athletes as in the past, but the theory of what we've tried to do is still there, and it's obvious this year that's what we're banking on. We really haven't changed a whole lot. We're still playing the run and gun, jump in your face, play hard nose, and so we haven't really changed. We just try to keep building and building and instilling the kids from when they're young all the way through.
Russ, how's Carrie's knee doing?
Carrie's going to be fine. She's going to play this week a lot more. She injured it back in the early part of December with a dislocated kneecap. She responded well to treatment, and she says she's ready to go.
Russ Neinmeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You have a state championship team, and then you bring in a kid that has played in state championships twice in the Morris girl from Silver Lake. And talk about how you fit a kid into when you've already got a lot of pieces in place and what she's helped with this team.
Well, we've been very fortunate that with Bailey coming into the program, she was already part of our community. She started her elementary career out here and played up till about the fifth grade. And so she knew a lot of the kids, kept in contact with the kids, and the kids knew her and her abilities. So that has been great. But her ball handling and her assist has been tremendous. Part of the puzzle that maybe we were lacking from a year ago that we are now having taking advantage of those assets. So she's done really well, and we haven't missed a beat at all with her coming in, her experience using it as we needed to.
Russ, she's just one more piece, and you had a lot of pieces already. Is it tough to find enough minutes for all these girls?
at time, yeah, that's the biggest key. You know, how many minutes you give them? Have they played enough? That's probably the biggest problem, is that have we played enough quality minutes with the first five or first six or seven, because we have played so many kids in games. We've been averaging anywhere from 11 to 14 kids playing in games. That means we're playing those kids a lot of times in the first and second quarters for that deep. And so my question is have our starting five or top seven or so played enough quality minutes yet that we'll need to know that coming down the road.
Deschler is coming home. Again, it was postponed. It's going to be tomorrow. And then Saturday, Superior, both teams 7-4, 8-3. And then only one home game the rest of the season. And a lot of these games on the road are against traditional power like a Blue Hill, the big game at Sutton at the end of the month. Then you're probably going to see a couple of these monsters again in the conference tournament. Talk about the gauntlet that's coming up for you.
Not a very easy run if you want to try to keep going. But you know what? You're going to have to play them sometime, someplace. So I guess for our future is that we know we're going to be on the road quite a bit, and we're going to have to play our A game when we go to those places. So maybe that's a plus. We're going to bank on that. We know that we have to play our A game when we're on the road.
Russ, tell folks out there, not just during basketball season, what does it take to maintain your program year-round? What are these kids asked to do and do it?
Well, I think, number one, it starts a lot of times with our elementary programs. We get young ladies involved in the basketball game. Number two is that we go to a lot of camps, play in different leagues. Those are choices that the kids make, not that I make. I just put out ideas for them. And my kids have been very responsive to what they want to do and where they want to go. So I've been very fortunate on that. And then, you know, they're just athletes. We try to build on trying to get our kids involved in all the activities. Hopefully they're either out for cross country or for volleyball. And in the springtime, they're out for track, we hope. So we don't bank on just being a basketball school. We're trying to build it all the way around if we can.
Russ, humor me, because I know coaches have – you've got five games before Sutton. But humor me a little bit, because if everything stays the same, that's going to be a great number one versus number one battle, and it won't be the first time that you two guys have clashed with the whole state watching. What is it that makes that rivalry so special?
It's just the closeness, I think, a little bit. You know, it's just been, over the years, it's been tremendous, always high, something high at the stake on the table. I think it started back when Coach Schoenberg was there, bringing a great program into there, and two programs coming together. And then I think there's a lot of things going on that that helps build that tradition. Even the boys, you know, it's Sutton, Sandy Creek, no matter what sport it is, they're always up for each other.
Finally, Coach, we talked about this in the fall, but what about the consolidation Clay Center coming in? What about any of the extra kids or what that has done to the program as well?
Well, what it's done is moved us up a classification, but other than that, it's been perfectly a good marriage between the two schools, two towns, two communities. Now we're one, and that's what it should be. It's been a blessing, and it just gained more kids for us in our program, hopefully, and it's added more quality, and it made our practices better for us, and maybe that's made us to a better team. So we're banking on those assets as being the key for us down the road.
Russ, you ever compare your teams and think, well, this one's got an advantage? Are you saying this team's playing pretty well compared to these other nine state championship teams? Are they on the same level as those?
I told you what. I told the kids one time, I think this team brings back a lot of memories to me to maybe the 2000 ball club when we had a bunch of good athletes there, quick, strong, could shoot, can run. A good blend of not just being strong one way or the other, but I think this is probably the closest to the 2000 team that went undefeated. That senior class never lost a ball game in 4 years, so they definitely know how to win, and I think this class is getting close to that level, we hope.
Russ, we appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get off to lunch and back to class, and can't wait to catch up with you again. Keep up the good work, and best of luck to the kids.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Russ. Russ Neinmeyer on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio 10-0 as they host Deschler tomorrow, Superior on Saturday, and then they don't get to play at home until February and after their conference tournament. So busy times there.
Busy times, but they're rolling right now. That's, you know, you got to look ahead a little bit towards that matchup, Doug, and you nailed it with Sutton, and it should be a great one.
Come on, Ravenna Minden. Come on. Come on. We started the show off with you. We're going to end the show with you. Let's figure it out. Let's get it together. Let's play it. Let's play it.
Come on, Carl. Don't mess this deal up, Carl.
Yeah. I can see your phone's probably going to ring here in about 60 seconds. That's going to be the end of you. Where are you headed?
Hildreth, big battle. Junior high battle today.
Do you know the opponent?
No, I did not know the opponent.
That's usually the best, right?
Yeah.
So there you go, folks. If you're looking for some entertainment and you want to watch some junior high basketball and daddy officiate, 1 o'clock go time at Hildreth. Don't get confused and go to Wilcox today, folks.
No.
Hildreth, the place to be.
Plenty of seats still remain available.
We'll do that, and that'll be great. Aaron, anything else we got to do today?
I don't think so.
That's so good. So great. Play the music. Let's get out of here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, the Doug and Daddy Show on this Wednesday. And wants to thank Russ Neinmeyer for joining us on the program today. Also, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report stepping in at the start of the show. Always love catching up with him. Tomorrow, we will have Jared Crick on the program getting his thoughts on coming back to Nebraska. What really was the trigger there? We've asked him about it 2 or 3 times, and we'll talk about the discussion that he had with his parents and Big Daddy in making this decision. I know you didn't want to get too deep into that today, Tony. You wanted to wait to have Jared on the show tomorrow. Also, from the NFL Network, that's right, the big mama ship, Charles Davis. I know it sounds like a family affair, but it's not really. Charles Davis will join us on the show tomorrow, talk about this weekend's NFL playoffs, what's been and what will be.
He's a brother of another mother. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.